Good morning. It's Wednesday, 23rd of December. Our first reading for the day is Job chapters 31 and 32. I'm going to read to you from Brother Jack Balchin's book, Sitting with Job. This is his commentary on chapter 31. I read. This chapter concludes with Job's protestation of his innocence. He challenges God, as he has done previously, to provide the grounds of his alleged guilt that warrants inflicting on him the loss, pain, indignity, and terror he has described in chapter 30. In this chapter, he reviews the many aspects of his life and behaviour, and claims that in all those respects he is blameless. He invites God to prove it otherwise. If the divine rule is ruin for the wicked, disaster for those who do wrong, what does God, who counts my every step, see wrong in me? That's from chapter 31, verses 3 and 4. Job poses a series of ifs. If I have done this, if I have done that, then punish me. The reverse applies. If I have done no such things, take your hand away from me. These are not hypothetical ifs, but oaths. He swore that he had done none of these things. If he had done them, his punishment was warranted, and he goes into detail about such punishment. On the other hand, if he had done none of them, why the punishment? He claims not to have yielded to sensual desires, not to have been dishonest, untruthful, or covetous, not to have been drawn to adultery and sexual sin, not to have despised his servant, not to have refused help to those who sought it, not to have taken advantage of the weak or unprotected, not to have worshipped gold or sun or moon, not to have rejoiced over the misfortunes of an enemy, or have been inhospitable or hypocritical, not to have enlarged his estate at the expense of another. That is Job's claim, his evidence, his oath. He is not guilty. Let God prove otherwise. In the metaphorical language of the lawsuit, Job signs the declaration. I sign now my oath of innocence. Let the Almighty answer me. Let my accuser put his indictment in writing. Job's contention is that if this were truly done, the indictment would amount to little, so small indeed that the scroll listing it could be borne on the shoulder. It would show how little he had offended against God, how much he had fulfilled his obligation to him. If pride was appropriate in his case, he could be proud and bear himself like a prince. Surely I would wear it, that is the indictment, on my shoulder. I would put it on like a crown. I would give him an account of my every step. Like a prince I would approach him. That's verses 36 and 37. So the words of Job are ended. The challenge is given. If Job is, as he claims, innocent of major sin, then the doctrine of retribution is false. What then can be put in its place? The matter is before the court. An answer must be given, and only God can answer. He does so in chapters 38 to 42, but whether his answer satisfies, we must wait until we read them. Thank you for listening to me.